So, Broadus, I was just kind of thinking through some talking points here as we inch closer and closer to training camp. And one of the things that kind of crossed my mind was the you know, who was the big addition in the offseason from a free agency standpoint for the Cowboys? This was an offseason where they actually did a little bit more in the way of outside free agents coming in. They, of course, had the Rashawn Gary trade. But Jalen Thompson, the safety out of Arizona with the Cardinals, coming now to Dallas. You have Ryan Smith, who was the DB's coach in Arizona, coming here as well to be a part of Christian Parker's staff. And we all really were excited about that signing because we know how desperate the Cowboys were for quality safeties. They're able to get Caleb Downs in the draft. That was huge. But Jalen Thompson coming in as a veteran player who is, you know, maybe a little bit undersized, but he's a great cover safety. He plays in the nickel a little bit, or at least he has, you know, in Arizona, and then he'll fly down and make some tackles as well, even though he's a little bit undersized. And he's a guy that's been banged up at times throughout his career. And we've already seen that firsthand, missing some time during OTAs with the pectoral strain or whatever that he was dealing with. So, but whenever I was thinking about Jalen Thompson and we're all fired up for him, him being the biggest free agent signing, like outside free agent coming into Dallas that we've seen since maybe Brandon Carr.
Been a while. Yeah, it's been a while. Been a while.
This is not something the Cowboys like to do very much. And we know this very well as a fan base. We get super frustrated when free agency rolls around and they're just at the clearance rack trying to bring in some veteran guys on 1 year cheap deals. But Jalen Thompson was a guy that they actually gave the 3 year contract to, $33 million, $22 million guaranteed. And so I just feel like, man, if we want to keep this moving in terms of the Cowboys being bigger players in free agency for years to come, I think this is a pivotal piece here for Jalen Thompson to be healthy and to be productive so that we can basically as a fan base go and show like, yeah, look what happens. Look what happens when you go get more of an upper tier free agent to bring in. Look at the positivity that can come from that. I think Cowboys fans, we should all be rallying around Jalen Thompson having a fantastic season so that the Cowboys can have a little bit more confidence and not be so pessimistic when it comes to outside free agents. I think he should be the Cowboy that we are all most hyped and hopeful for to go out there and have a big time season so that next time free agency rolls around, we can say, look what you did with Jalen Thompson. Please, dear God, go do that again.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that happened this year that are different from things we've seen in the past. And one of the things was that Jerry, Steven, and Will effed up the Matt Eberflus hiring so badly that it forced them to give up control, basically, of helping Brian Schottenheimer hire coaches. Brian Schottenheimer was like, okay, if you guys want to bring in Matt Eberflus, great. I'm a first-year head coach. I'll do what you want me to do. If you guys have faith in him, you think he could be a difference maker, I'll run with it. I'm fine. I'll be loyal. But when it didn't work and then it looked horrific, it bought Brian Schottenheimer the ability now to do things his way. You know, there was a movie, Days of Thunder, and it's a NASCAR movie, and it's based loosely on a crew chief named Harry Hyde, and in the thing, it's Harry Hogg in Days of Thunder, and Harry tells Cole Trickle, okay, you're going to run 50 laps on these tires your way, and then you're going to run 50 laps on these other tires my way, and we'll see which one works. Well, what happened was Harry's way was the best way. And so now that's given, I think that Jerry and Steven stepped up and they said, fine, you do the search, you figure it out. And he did. It was an exhaustive search. It went through a lot of people. It wasn't just a steak dinner at the Cowboy Club and a glass of Johnny Walker Blue and away we go. It was a very extensive search and it went through a lot of different avenues to come to the realization that Christian Parker was the guy. Okay, check that box. You know, that's really, really important. Now you bring up the whole thing about the Christian Parker had a big hand in some of the things that they were doing on the defense as far as the personnel. And so, you know, and the coaching staff that they brought in had, you know, had a hand in the direction, you know, whether it's the evaluation, whether it's the actual recruiting. You know, yes, you need Christian Parker to work to keep the way they hired coaches in the future. And you need this one with Thompson and the free agency period that they had this year. You need that to be successful. So in the future, Jerry and Steven and Will just kind of step back and play a support role. What instead of being the lead dogs in the sled, you know, let Schottenheimer and these coaches kind of figure it out. And if Will can help them, hey, we evaluate this guy, we evaluate this guy, we evaluate this guy. If they could be in that support role and they can help, then maybe in the future we'll see them spend more money in free agency. But they were god-awful at coaching, and they were god-awful with the personnel that they brought in. So there's two things that are really important. Christian Parker needs to have success, not only for the team, but for hiring coaches going forward or the direction that they go or how they hire coaches. And the second thing is them spending more money in free agency if they see it work on things like with Thompson and Locke and some of those other guys that they spent money on.
Are you pretty excited about Thompson?
I am. And I'm not saying this, and people watch this and they immediately think that I hate Malik Hooker. I don't hate Malik Hooker. I really don't. I just think there's better players than Malik Hooker. That's all I'm saying. You know, I think they went out, they made a commitment to Thompson, to Locke. They used their first draft pick on a corner, or really a safety corner type of a player. They made a real commitment to try and, you know, they got rid of guys, they got rid of Wilson and some others along the way. They're keeping Bell around to kind of see, because he's got a little bit of some toughness. He showed he could play down in the box, you know, but I like what they've done at safety. And it's not that I hate Malik Hooker. I just would like to see, it be Thompson, Locke, and Downs as the three guys that are primarily playing give me somebody that can actually play, you know, play with some range, you know, give me somebody, Elijah Clark, you know, give me somebody. I'm just trying to, everybody tells me, oh, Hooker, good downhill player. Well, I've got downhill players. I need players that can play in coverage on the back end. You know, I need guys that can play out of the middle of the field. I need guys that can play off the hash. I need those guys. And I would like to believe that maybe you do have some guys. I just don't think it's Malik Hooker.
Yeah, I think Jalen Thompson's your best rangy safety that you have right now.
Yep.
Locke is not that guy. Hooker came out of Ohio State as that guy, but now he's right. Much older, dealt with some injuries. He's not that dude anymore. So Jalen Thompson's the one guy you feel confident in. It's like, okay, you need to go be a center fielder or something like that. You can go be that guy. So I'm excited about Jalen Thompson. Got to keep him healthy.
I'm too. But
he's the guy that I think, as Cowboys fans, we need to really cross our fingers that he has a big season, so that can hopefully continue the door being much more open when it comes to, you know, upper echelon outside free agents, because Jalen Thompson's the first one they've had in quite some time where they're actually giving him some real money. And hopefully he goes out there, stays healthy, and dominates a little bit. All right, well, that'll do it for today's episode of the Love of the Star podcast. Great to have you with us. He's the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus. I'm Eric Chiafalo, and we're 2 weeks now from training camp. We'll be live in Oxnard that entire time. Looking forward to it. Keep it locked right here on Love of the Star. Like, rate, subscribe, review. Send to your friends all the Cowboys content you can handle wall-to-wall style right here on the Love of the Star podcast. Until next time, hands and hug pounds, everyone.